My wife, Joy, joins me this morning here via the phone line where we recap the most unrealistic reality show on television, The Bachelor, where it's down to the final three. We've got Kayla, Lauren, and JoJo last night. It was fantasy date night, and we started with Kayla. Joy, what? Honestly, I felt like Kayla was putting on a performance. I actually thought like Ben and Kayla both were on a performance.
Yeah, she does act like that all the time. I think that, I don't know if it's just her or if, you know, she's just being fake for the show, but that is how she acts. And then he seems fake around her, I think, because he just wasn't feeling it, you know? And I don't think he knew how to act around her, really.
Here's what Kayla had to say to Ben at one point in their fantasy date.
That is, that I'm in love with you.
I am in love with you. So she said it, but Ben, he did not say it back.
No, he did not.
All right. And I think we could probably just leave it there because that sums the whole thing up. They went on a raft with a Rastafarian.
Very awkward ride.
A very awkward raft ride. Down the deal. This is where you get the fantasy date. If you want to go to the fantasy suite together, you can. And I'll just sum it up. He went with all three of them. But anyway, that was Kayla. So then the next day, after all of that, now this would be tough, Joy. It's like the next day, he's got to go on another fantasy date.
Yeah, really tough for the guy, I'm sure.
Well, in a way it is here. Of course, they're in Jamaica and they're doing this thing here. But then we move on to Lauren, and this is the one that you've said, Joy, from the very beginning, you said Lauren is the one. And last night, you know, I thought it was a great date for Ben and Lauren.
Yeah, they got to go and release the little baby sea turtles, and that was a great date. I think that was the best one out of all of them, honestly.
Yeah.
And they connected just as well as they always have. So
I really think that it was kind of unfair for the other two because, I mean, how can you not fall in love with someone when you're releasing baby sea turtles into the ocean?
Right.
I mean, how cute is a baby sea turtle that you're saving their life? I mean, that's something right there. And then once again, last night with Lauren here, here's what she had to say to Ben.
Felt this way for a long time, but I am completely in love with you.
All right. And then Joy, Ben said it back to her.
He did. And that, I think, is the first time I've ever heard that, at least on camera. I've not heard any bachelor or bachelorette say it back. And he did.
And as immediately when he did that, I said, oh my goodness. I mean, Now there's no going back here. And so they ended their date the next morning eating fruit in bed. I mean, that's what I think it's happened every time. But then we move on to JoJo. And JoJo, for those folks not playing along at home on their score sheet, JoJo's hometown date, where she brought Ben to meet her family, went about as bad as a meeting of the parents and the family could go. Would you agree?
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah.
I mean, the brothers.
Her family was pretty harsh.
JoJo's brothers look like they're in the mafia and are going to take him out. If they, you know, it was just crazy stuff right there. But what did they do? What did JoJo do on the date? What did
they went to that waterfall.
They went to the waterfall. Mm-hmm. And so that was great. And they fell in love in the waterfall. And once again, here's JoJo with something to say to Ben.
I do love you. And that's weird that I just said that because I've been so terrified about saying that. Like, don't ever want to think about what it'd be like to lose you.
So now JoJo has said, I love you. And Ben says, I love you too, JoJo. Oh, no.
Yeah. Then I think we both went.
And now what is he going to do? I mean, seriously, what is Ben going to do?
Yeah. He's in a tough spot. And I think that he knew, you know, that he was going to send Kayla packing because obviously he told the other two, you know, that he loved them and he wasn't feeling it for Kayla, but that puts him in a rough spot. I mean, he's very open at saying, you know, that he's in love with both of them. And I think JoJo's a little more naive. I think she thinks that she's won this.
Uh-huh.
And I think Lauren is the more sensible one, and she's kind of like, well, you know, I think it's absolutely possible to be in love with two people, and I'm worried that maybe he is in love with JoJo as well. You know, I think she's more level-headed about that.
Right. Here's what Ben had to say on loving two women.
I don't know how you can be in love with two women, but I am. I never expected to be in this place, and I wish there was some kind of guide or something to help me in this situation. Right now, it's impossible for me to imagine saying goodbye to either of these women.
All right, and so here's my prediction. All right, first off, Ben's in a conundrum. If that's a word I can use today, wife, a conundrum.
Okay, you can use it.
2 weeks from today is the finale. We've got to go through the Meet the Other Women Who Got Their Heart Broken show next Monday, and then the 2 weeks of the finale. He's going to look at this situation here, and he's going to look at them, and he's going to put them on a scale, much like Lady Justice holds up the scale. Okay? And there's JoJo on one side, and then there's Lauren on the other. And he's going to see on the JoJo side, while it's all good and well, when you marry somebody, you're marrying their family as well. And I think he is going to say, there's no possible way that I'm going to be able to get along with that family. And that's what's going to, and plus JoJo is pretty much set in Dallas, Texas, whereas Lauren's the flight attendant. She can, I think anywhere there's an airport, she can get a job.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking anyway. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Lauren. I've said that from day one, I think, and I'm still holding true to that. I think connection-wise, it's pretty equal between the two. But like you said, I think he's going to consider, you know, that JoJo's family is not going to let her leave. I mean, they made that quite clear that she is not leaving Texas.
Right, exactly.
And I think he's going to consider how crazy her family is, too. So.
Well, it's crazy the way the editors and the producers of the show have set it up, because it looks like at the end there, he makes a last-minute phone call to bring a limousine back at the finale with the woman that he wants to really marry, you know?
Yeah, and I've considered how that would go, you know, and either way it kind of makes me mad if that's how it is, but part of me thinks that he's just going to choose Lauren, and that maybe that phone call is him calling his parents or calling her family, maybe asking for permission.
Uh-huh.
He never really asked any of the dads for permission, so I'm thinking maybe that's what it is, and they're just making it look like something else, hopefully.
Well, there you go, and honestly, it's... Who can't fall in love in Jamaica in a waterfall? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You need to be back in the States, you know, living the daily grind, going to the shopping center, you know, heading out to get groceries, getting an argument over what toilet paper to get. You know, that's the real life stuff right there.
So, right.
We'll see how it all pans out. 2 weeks from yesterday, it'll be the finale of the most unrealistic reality show on TV, The Bachelor, in love with two women. Ooh, it's going to be something. There's a lot of country songs about that, but that's a whole other morning show. My wife, Joy, I appreciate your insight once again.
Not a problem.
Hey, we going to play in that bags tournament?
If you want to, babe, I'm all for it.
I'm really thinking we should on March 19th at Walker's Bluff. They've got this bags tournament, and all the money goes to St. Jude from the entry fee. So... I'm going to get that form up there at the website, and we're going to check that out, all right?
All right. You always say I'm the competitive one.
Well,
really,
I know.
It's you, and that's why I told you we're not going to win this. You know that, right?
I know we're not going to win, but I'm saying it would be fun because you get to eat barbecue, and you get a T-shirt, and you just hang out all Saturday, March 19th. So, anywho, we'll work our strategy up to at least have a good showing, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
I love you.
I love you too.
Talk to you later, babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. Our Bachelor update is out there for you. We're still going with Lauren B. 2 weeks from last night. We'll see how it all ends up there on ABC. Cole Swindell's latest now at Z100.